The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
How are you, Jackie?
Fighting a cold.
I know. This is terrible.
I thought I was going to make it through, but I didn't get through this winter without suffering somewhat. But I lost my voice.
Terrible.
How do you feel about that?
I'm heartbroken.
I know you are. And so is Patrick.
Oh, my son. Yeah, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. When she yells at you.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we discuss real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners. We have a live webcam on top of the building.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you click on that and you can see what's going on at the corners. So this time of the year, you never know what you're going to get.
Nice.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. Mobile friendly, jruddy.com, jruddy.com. Check us out on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. With us today is Chuck Goditis. Chuck is the owner of Chuck Goditis Jr. Blacktapping. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. Do you know why I'm wonderful?
Why?
Because you are living proof that miracles do happen. After working on you persistently for how long, Pat?
Years. I've been after you for years.
Years. In through the door you walked today, and we are so grateful because this is a topic that we want to discuss with you. We know your work. We love your work. You're very good at what you do. You provide residential and commercial services for blacktopping purposes. Give me a little history of you, how long you've been doing it, how the business started, where you go when you do your blacktopping work, so on and so forth, please.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for having me, actually. Glad to hear that you're actually here, and you sound great, too. But your voice is great.
Thank you.
Don't let it go.
All right.
It's great.
It is great. It's great. Because I got to be careful what I say, too. Well, my wife, she might be listening. what I've been doing, let's see, the business started in 1977 with my dad, and I basically worked right alongside of him every summer from the time I was 12 years old up until he passed away in 2003. And that's when I took over full time. And actually, that's quite a long time now, isn't it? Yeah, it's been a while since, 77. Yeah. My God, how old am I now?
39.
Jack Benny's age. That's right.
39.
I guess. So you have sons that are working alongside you now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I have two boys, Chuck and Matthew. Chuck is full-time National Guard, but he does help me when he has the time. And Matthew, his younger brother, who is 25, is actually working with me full-time.
And he's a veteran also.
He is also a veteran, yes.
Yes, that's...
The whole family's been... are all veterans.
Right.
So. That's good.
I tried. It didn't work out too good. Diabetic, so...
No.
We appreciate everybody's service to our country and fighting for our freedoms, and we appreciate you. So you are... A family-run, own-operated business, and I love that. You have a special place in my heart because that's my story, too.
Thank you.
And Patrick talks about getting into real estate, and he's 12, and he says, Mom, when can I get my license? So already he's thinking down the road, and I don't know, if real estate's going to be for him. He's going to figure that out. I'm not pushing it, trust me. But he's really does have the personality to, I think he's a lot like my dad in that respect. My dad was a born salesperson. So, so it's interesting to see, family coming up and taking over.
Yeah, it's rare anymore. You don't hear much.
No, you don't. Okay, Chuck, you're here because we're going to talk about McAdam.
What? What is that? Who is he? Who's McAdam?
I believe he invented it.
Invented what?
What is macadam? Macadam equals asphalt?
Yes.
Okay, so
macadam is asphalt.
All right. Well, my dad used to say macadam, and he used to refer to blacktop as macadam, and of course I do it. And there's nothing that gets under Pat's skin more than when I say macadam.
Well, if you can't tell, I'm from New York.
No way.
Yes, I am. It's true. And she said macadam, and I was like,
"What the heck is that?
What are you talking about?" She said, "No, don't you know what it is?" It's like, "I have no clue." she told me it's asphalt, blacktop.
You learn how to push the people that's close to you. You learn how to push their buttons.
Oh, yeah.
So no, I love now that I know that this word really gets under his skin. So I love that I say it on purpose now. All
the
right.
joy of being married.
Okay, so Chuck, you don't really refer to it as macadam anymore, but it's blacktop.
Yes, blacktop.
Okay, so macadam came from the person that actually invented this?
That's what I'm understanding, yes.
Okay, all right. So what's better, to do blacktopping or concrete driveways, walkways for houses, residential properties?
For cost efficiency, I'd say paving would be a much better thing. I do like concrete, don't get me wrong. I think it looks very nice. It's just harder to maintain. Asphalt, if you have something wrong with it, you can always just cut it out. Not a problem. Put tar around it, seal coat it, and it's fine after that.
How long does asphalt last?
Oh, my God. It could last anywhere from, depending on what you're doing, if you're just having an overlay or if you're actually ripping the job out and starting from scratch. Because with an overlay, you don't know what's underneath it, so you're at the mercy of whoever did it before.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And if you're doing a total excavation type thing, if it's applied correctly, yes, it could last you a long time, years.
Yeah, we got one. He did. We like having you because you've done work for us. So everybody that's on the radio hasn't done work for us, but I'm very familiar with your work, and it's high quality. It's very good. But you did a job for us in 2005. It's a driveway, and I look at it all the time. And it's like he did it last year. It's not cracked. Well, you ripped it up. It wasn't an overlay. You ripped it up. There were some trees and stuff there, and you did a really nice job. So that's 13 years you did it right there, and there's no crack. So,
thank you.
It's nice.
Well, how long can you get away with overlay?
Ugh.
Like, is there any end to it? I mean, I guess it would be a specific. You would have to look at it and decide and determine.
Yeah, how many times you can go over it, actually?
Yes.
Like, well, depending if you have the room, because you have to have drainage. Like, sometimes you keep building up, you're going to have a drainage problem somewhere. Like, it might go back into your garage, let's say, or into your house. You got to watch where you can place the water. I think I've done overlays and stuff usually one time, possibly twice over that. But every time you do it, if there's a crack, it's going to crack in the same spot again.
Right. If you got a bad foundation, it's just going to come right through to the top.
Eventually, it's going to come right back through again.
Okay. So, there's nothing like a new paved driveway. Okay. It's beautiful.
And the smell is great.
Oh, I hate it. It's disgusting. But other than that, I mean, the visual aspect of it, it's beautiful. It's dark, it's black, but in a couple years, it starts to turn gray, has a crack here, has a crack there, doesn't wear well, sort of like
me.
Females as they get older, all the wrinkles.
Not you, my dear. You are like a fine wine. Right. You just keep getting better. How do you like that, Chuck?
What did you
That's
do?
Why I married 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, like why that? Did you do wrong? You're in the doghouse for some reason. Or okay.
I'm learning. I'm right now. I know what to do when I need to go home.
Okay. Great.
Thanks, Pat.
There's always a learning curve, Chuck. But, what do you... In the beginning, it's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then as, time wears on, it wears. And it doesn't wear so well. So what are people supposed to do to keep it looking nice?
Well, to keep it looking new, after a few years, you could put sealer on it, which will fill in the air holes that you have. And if you have a crack, you can always use a crack filler first and then put seal coat on after that. If a driveway or a sidewalk or parking lot has never been done before, usually two coats the first time and then one coat, like maybe 3 or 4 years after that.
Every 3 or 4 years you should do it?
Yeah. Don't do it every year.
Don't do it every year.
Why?
I've seen it. Like, see, it starts to spider crack. Little cracks come out of it.
What are spider cracks?
It looks like spider legs. Like if you look,
they go
it looks
all
like shattered glass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like somebody smashed a windshield or something like that.
So if you could actually do harm by sealing every year.
Right. You don't let it wear. You have to let it wear in or wear out.
Okay. Now.
I think mine's worn out. I burn rubber up and down the driveway. No, I don't.
Oh, with that car, yeah.
I'm only kidding.
It's not long. It's not long enough to do that yeah. because I mean you would like ricochet into somebody's.
Right. I might end up in somebody's pool.
Yeah, or pool. So, which wouldn't be such a bad idea. But anyway, sealers, sealing, mm-hmm. seal coat.
Okay.
Say in August, late August, early September, there are people that have
knocking on the door.
Like this is a big business out there. People I've never heard of, mm-hmm. and then advertising and billboards, and it's like seal coat your driveway. You see all this, these marketing signs to mm-hmm. do it. Mm-hmm. Not everybody seals correctly. Not every sealer. There's like
it might be a lower quality sealer. Maybe they watered it.
Watered
down.
It down is usually one of the big ones.
Yeah. There you go.
And how do you know? Is there any way
how
you
do
can
you
tell?
Know?
Well, you could tell by the thickness of it, like when it goes on. Especially if you're putting it on by brush or a squeegee, let's say.
Yeah.
You would you put it down, and it's like almost like a clay. It's a putty or jello.
Or oh, okay.
Something like that. Huh. It's like really like a gel type thing. It's too watery. It'll run and just keep on rolling and rolling and rolling. Then it's
no good. But how, I mean, how would the average homeowner
well,
be
how would
able
the
to tell?
Lady that's living by herself 7 years, how would she know?
Well, she's just basically taking a shot in the dark.
She's taking a shot in the dark.
Reputation's usually the best way to go.
Okay.
You know, and there's a lot of good guys out there. There are. You know, check people's backgrounds.
But this is something people like to do. Like, this is a DIY project for a Saturday or a Sunday. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like to go to a big box store, mm-hmm. get it themselves. You know, they could do it. It doesn't seem like there's really much to know. You just throw a thing down
and
spread
it
around. Yeah, spread it around and you're done, right? But what are you getting at a big box store? Are you getting the quality stuff?
Some of the stuff is actually pretty good. Yeah.
So what do you look for?
I look for thickness, of course. And then price is another one, too. You got to watch.
Cheapest is not always best.
Exactly. I get everything with commercial type grade stuff, and it seems to work out very well. You know, people tend to like to do their own seal coating, and which there's nothing wrong with.
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but if they don't know what to look for in the product, then what they might be doing is pretty much useless.
Right. Maybe they're putting it on too thick and
too
it doesn't set up
right. Too thick is not good,
right.
Too thick is not good. Too thin is not good.
Right. There's a happy medium type thing, and you're basically at the whim of the material.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know the stuff, it's not a problem. Me, I prefer to go and get it, and I buy it like, you know, a few hundred gallons at a time, and I put it in the machine that we have and use it out of that. And I can control everything, like how much evaporation and stuff like that.
What's the best time of the year to do it? Should I do it in the summertime when it's real hot and the stuff spreads out real good? Or should I do it in the fall? Should I do it in the spring? What's the best time of year to do this?
Best time to do it? Between May and October.
You can do it any time in between.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Anything below 40 degrees
is no
not
good.
A good idea to do, no.
Why do people have a tendency, why do people usually, like, why is this so much promoted in the fall?
Well, because they're running, it's getting close to the end of the year.
Yeah.
And they have to get it all out, get as much in as they could.
Okay. Because it made me think that it was a fall time.
Yeah, I thought it was to protect it from the winter, to keep the...
No.
No, it's not. Okay.
Can you pave in the rain?
Highly not recommended.
Drizzling...
If it's, no.
Because I've seen people do it.
I prefer not to put a top coat, let's say. Like sometimes you...
I'm not talking about a torrential downpour, but I'm just like it's drizzling or, you know, I've seen actual jobs being done and it's not advisable.
No, I wouldn't do it. Okay. I mean, if I knew there was going to be a rainstorm coming up, I wouldn't plan on doing something. Unless it's just the binder coat, which is a little different.
When a car, an automobile, whatever, truck, motorcycle... leaks oil onto the new asphalt, macadam. Does it hurt it? Does it hurt the surface?
Gas and oil will eat blacktop.
So get it off. Can you get it off?
There are some products that you can use to try and get it off, but usually it won't be successful. The longer it stays on there, the more harm it's going to cause.
So we can't call you and have it removed.
Usually by the time I would get there, the damage would be done by then. By the time you would even notice it, unless it just happens, like you rupture a gas line or something, and you notice it.
Yeah, I had the oil on my truck. We were changing oil in a truck, and it holds like 8 quarts. And the filter that he gave me, the wrong filter, I turned the truck on, and bam, there was about 5 quarts of oil on the driveway. So I cleaned it up as best I could.
Yeah.
And I was out there with a brush and a bottle of Dawn, and I scrubbed, and I used degreaser, and I scrubbed, and I scrubbed, and I thought I did a great job. And then I hosed it all away, and when it dried,
it was there.
There was a big stain. I didn't do anything.
It happens. Yeah. That will happen. Yeah. Sometimes the rocks will turn white, or whatever the natural color of the rock is. Like if
because it eats the tar
because asphalt is oil based.
Right.
So, oil kills oil.
It does. Gasoline is terrible on, mm-hmm. on it. It actually, that's what I used to clean my hands when you're working with this stuff to get it off. It's the solvent, the petroleum solvent. You put it on the pavement, it destroys it.
Right. No, that's one of the reasons why asphalt gets, the higher the oil goes, the more expensive the asphalt becomes. Not just to mention the shipping cost and everything that they have to get to the plant stuff, but what our cost would be goes up. And it goes up usually quite a bit.
Yeah, but does it ever come down?
It comes down.
Does it?
Not to where we would like it, but it does come down.
Because I remember roof shingles went up a few years ago when oil went up through the roof, and it doesn't seem like they ever came down.
Now, was that a punt through the roof?
Shingles
to the roof? No? Okay.
Well, on that note, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a 4-unit at 300 William Street in Dunmore for $169,000. This brick building has two 3-bedroom apartments and a 2-bedroom apartment. This building is fully rented. It's a good income producer with the tenants paying for the heat and the electric. The electrical panels have been updated and the plumbing is new. That's a brick 4-unit at 300 William Street in Dunmore for $169,000. And that's listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Thank you, Pat. With us today is Chuck Goditis, owner of Chuck Goditis Jr. Blacktopping. Can we have your contact information, please?
Well, you sure could. It's Chuck Goditis Jr. Blacktopping. And we are located in the Scranton, Pennsylvania area. The number is 570-343-4232. That is our office. You can call at any time. We will hopefully get back to you within 24 hours. If not, we will get back to you as soon as we can.
Well, I'm sure you're not sitting on top of the phone when you're doing blacktopping. You're out in the field. So
yeah.
I'm sure it's hard to keep on top of every phone call that comes in. But I know you always return.
Yeah, you always get back.
Always get back.
Yeah, there's select few to have my cell phone number.
I have the year-to-date statistics from the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors, MLS.
This is my favorite part of the show.
Yes.
Okay. I love the statistics.
Yes. What's going on so far this year? Okay. Our median list price is up 6.5% to $149,000. The median sales price is up almost 21%. It's up to $128,000 for single-family residential properties. And the days on market, I can't figure this out, has increased by 38%. It's taking longer to sell a property. It's 76 days on the market. The number of closed single-family properties so far this year is up 16.5%. New listings is down almost 20%. Oh, Not as many people are listing their home as they were last year at this time.
So what is it, supply and demand? We have less of a supply and more of a demand. Is that why the prices are going up?
That's it. That's exactly, I think that's economics 101, dear.
As long as the government doesn't get involved, we're okay.
We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you
make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And how are you doing today there, young lady?
You know, the only thing that I don't have today is my voice.
Well, you're doing okay. You're getting it.
I feel fine.
I'm heartbroken that you can't really speak that way.
I can't scream and yell at home.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible.
I know.
It's horrible. You would never do that anyway. You would never.
I don't do that. No.
Cool
but
as
you're
a cucumber.
Enjoying the quiet, I'm sure.
Yes.
I can't nag because that I am very good at. I may not. I don't scream and yell, but I do nag. I know I do. I can't help myself.
No, she doesn't.
Chuck.
No, she doesn't.
You notice I'm staying out of this?
Yeah, it's
Chuckaditis, owner of Chuckaditis Jr. Blacktopping. That was your father.
Father was senior. Yeah, I'm junior.
And you're, okay, so you're junior. Mm-hmm. Your father started the business.
Yes, he did.
Okay. And so you've been doing this 35 years?
Let's see, since 1977. Actually, I started the same year my dad started the business.
Okay. So you grew up in the business?
Yes. All yes, right. I did.
Now, we were talking the first half. We talked about right before the break. I asked you a really pretty stupid question. If you could pave in the rain, and you said you do not recommend it.
That's right.
I've seen people do it. Mm-hmm. Companies do it all the time. Why do you not recommend it?
Well, number one, what will happen is it'll cool down too quickly before you get a chance to really work with it. And
that's no good.
It's not good.
It's just got to cool down on its own.
Naturally.
Yeah, more of a natural type thing. Like when you do it in cold weather, you really have to be on top of it for it to be able to pave correctly.
So what's the temperature? What's the cutoff temperature? What's too low?
Below freezing. Anything else, somewhere around in that area between 40 and 32.
Okay, so but the plants, when the plants close, when is that? In October or November?
Oh, they'll go right up to Christmas.
Really?
Really,
yeah. Well, we've gone to Christmas a few times. It depends on the ground temperature. That's the main thing right there. It can't be freezing. So, I mean, it could be like 32 degrees out as long as the ground isn't that bad. You could still go over it. Don't recommend it, but a lot of guys do have to get it done because you're on a time limit. You have to get these things done before the end of the year.
Okay, so when you're doing a driveway and you rip it up, mm-hmm. and you're going to go put down a new driveway, how far do you usually have to dig down? How much material are you really going to put there from beginning to end?
Well, what I like to go down is at least 9 inches.
9 inches?
Yeah. I like to have, after it's compacted, see, there's a thing too. 4 inches of modified after it's compacted. So usually,
what's modified?
Modified is like it's a dirt
it's rock?
Rock mixture.
Okay.
Somewhat looks like the binder, but just not black. It's just whatever color the stone is.
What's that for, drainage?
No, that's for your sub base.
Okay.
To get a nice strong driveway, sidewalk, parking lot, whatever you may be paving. And then after that, after it's compacted, after you get your 4-inch sub base, then you would use light deaner after it's rolled, which is basically looks like modified stone, but with tar in it. And gives it that, your strength is what's below the top coat. And which the top coat is just basically for appearance. And just makes it look nice.
Okay.
Because of smaller rocks and
flat,
smoother and
smooth.
Flatter.
Smooth,
right,
nice,
right.
And shiny. Now, how much of that top coat do you actually put on?
Well, it goes, depending on the situation. I mean, depending if you're going to be doing a resurface versus what we were just talking about, I would like to put at least 2 inches down. When you roll it, it goes down to like an inch and a half. So that's usually a standard, let's say.
Well, it's standard for you because I saw some guys in my neighborhood doing it, and they only went down, if they went down 5 inches, it was a lot. And I was, I don't know the specifics, but mm-hmm. I knew that
they needed to go down a little bit.
I knew that they weren't doing enough material. You could tell they were trying to in and out, you know, I around the corner from me, a little old guy, and I think they hit him over the head.
Okay, so what happens when you don't go down far enough? What happens? It doesn't wear as well, obviously, right?
It won't last as long. It'll break apart within a few years.
Within a few.
Yeah.
Even if you do the maintenance and you do the seal coat, it'll still wear out.
Yes.
Crumble, yes. Crack.
Crack, crumble, depending on, you know, what's way down underneath the ground, too. I mean, you have rocks sometimes that'll push up through roots from trees, anything like that. It just does it a lot quicker. That's all.
You just don't have a good foundation. And if you don't have a good foundation, it's just like a house. It's going to start to crumble and fall apart.
It's like anything in life. Without a good foundation, you have nothing.
All right. So tell me this. Do different companies do different types of mixtures, or is it all the same?
It's basically the same stuff. Sometimes you might get it a little hotter than other companies. Sometimes the rock will be a little bit bigger. Some will be smaller. Some have more sand in it. It depends on the mixture, because there's all different types of mixtures out there.
So if I was a company and I was out there doing it and I wanted to cut corners, where would I cut corners? What should I look at? What should I look out for as a customer when somebody's doing this work for me?
Usually it would be the thickness.
The thickness of which level?
Of the material. Actually, all of it.
All of it.
Yeah.
So you would recommend 9 inches from top to bottom.
From top to bottom, yeah.
So if somebody's doing 4 or 5 inches, you're not getting what you paid for, in my opinion.
Depends what they have in black and white. Some people, that's what they want.
Oh, yeah.
Some people don't want to have a real good job. They want to have a
cheap job.
Yeah, and basically, like, sometimes if you want to, I hate to say it, but like if you're trying to get rid of something in a hurry, and like just move it out type thing. I don't like to do that, personally. But
well, it's your name that's on the line.
My name and is everything.
Yeah, and so you, I know, we know that you're a person of integrity and that you do it right. If you're going to do it. So, I mean, and when I do something, whether I'm going to sell it or not, I want it done right.
Right. And when Chuck did our driveway, and it's a long driveway, it rained in between. And he says, oh, I can't come by when it's raining. I'm like, damn it. Why can't he come by? But now I know why he can't come by, because it cools the material down. So, see, education, knowledge is power.
Well, that's what our job is, to educate the public.
That's what we try to do.
Right. That's what I try to do.
So how about salts in the wintertime? Do they destroy the asphalt blacktop like they do with the concrete?
No.
Is there any type of salt we should stay away from? Is there any certain types that we should focus on?
As far as I know, rock salt or like a Quick Joe or anything like that would work good with it.
Works on the blacktop.
On the blacktop,
it doesn't eat it away.
As far as I know, no.
No, I've never seen it on our driveway. I use it all the time. On my sidewalk, I have this beautiful stamped concrete sidewalk. I can't put Quick Joe on it. I can't do anything because it pits it. You know, somebody, my neighbor's sidewalk, he had his sidewalk done at the same time, and somebody had salted it, and it looks like the surface of the moon. It looks terrible. Mm-hmm. And now his sidewalk and my sidewalk were done at exactly the same time. So that's one of the things I like about blacktop, is that you can salt it. And I mean, there's snow on the ground 3 months out of the year around here. So
yeah,
it's a fact of life that you got to salt.
It goes with the area.
Yeah,
so
it does.
DTA, we have snow and ice, so you need salt.
Need salt, or are you going to be killing myself sliding down the driveway?
Chuck Kadaitis, owner of Chuck Kadaitis Jr. Blacktopping. Can I have your contact information, please?
Yes. Thank you. My name is Chuck Kadaitis Jr. Blacktopping. We are from the Scranton, Pennsylvania area. And actually, we go throughout Northeast PA and beyond, actually. Based out of Taylor, Pennsylvania. And my office number is 570-343-4232.
You have been providing blacktopping services since 1977, and
he's got his sons involved in the business, who are both veterans. One is active, and one is an Air Force veteran, and they have a great work ethic.
Actually, both Army.
Both Army?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the one that was out was Air Force.
No, actually, he used to come out of planes.
Oh.
Yeah, so that might be the air part.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Wow. You do both residential, you provide residential and commercial services.
Yes.
All right, great to know. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have 91 acres for sale on Frytown Road in Covington Township for only $179,000. That's $2,000 an acre. This beautiful wooded land is in the North Pocono School District, and it could be the perfect place for your dream home, and there's no neighbors. I really like no neighbors. Or you could use this as a hunting area. The taxes are only $1,200 a year. So don't miss this opportunity to own a tangible asset, right? It's not just some paper thing. It's a tangible asset for only $2,000 an acre. That's 91 acres on Frytown Road in Covington Township for only $179,000. And that's listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate, and 94.3 FM The Talker.